personal against you.
That was Eddie of the Subtitles, followed by Black Flag, then Minutemen, and Mike of Middle Class. An example of the media's reaction was in the January issue of BAM magazine, Barrier Music. An article appeared titled, "The Black Flag Violence Must Stop." Here's a quote. "Sitting in the venue's upstairs level, which overlooks the dance floor, I look down in horror at the flash riots with total horror, disbelief, and anger. This was boot-in-the-mouth ultra-violence right out of Clockwork Orange. But this wasn't a film." Here's Black Flag's response.
Did BAM talk to you, by the way, when you did that?
Of course not.
No?
I smoked a joint and wrote an article.
He wouldn't. Our phone number is very accessible, and we are very accessible. We talk to anybody, and we are available and accessible, and they didn't bother to give us a call.
This man had certain ideas about what we were, what we thought, and didn't want to run the risk of us saying something that would upset his whole little scheme that he had worked out.
And by the way, he was totally off base. You know, as far as our attitudes and our approach to what we do. We don't get more people to come see us because they're afraid. Now people in the media, they didn't go to these shows before all the sensationalism. Yeah, where were these people 6 months ago? You didn't see them at our shows trying to do an article on punk rock violence.
The next and last question I have is, what can be done to save the clubs, the bands, and the entire scene? Do the artists have a responsibility for the reaction of their audience, or is it us fans that have to start thinking about saving ourselves? Some of these people have stated that there is violence in the clubs, some have denied it. If the fear the fans feel of being bashed at the clubs seems real enough, and the constant police intervention and control is also scary. My first suggestion was for the bands to take a stand.
Is that what you mean, having the band discourage the crowd?
Yeah, because in a way they're in a position to say something.
It's not really that easy. When you're up there playing, you're not really intact with everything that's going down up front, you know. Unless you find out about it later, your friend got his ass beat or something like that. You know, you're just not in touch with the crowd. Most of the bands, you know, by themselves doing their own thing, you know. What goes on out there is like a different arena.
There's lots of times that, you know, like we've like said, you know, you guys are stupid, you know, what are you doing? You know, you're beating up other punks, you know, like what's the point? You know, but most of the time, like they don't listen, you know, like it's like, you know, you can tell them and you can antagonize your audience, you know, but, you know, but it doesn't do any good. I've seen lots of bands do it, you know, and like get up there and say, try to preach to them and say, come on, boys, I don't believe in the violence and I don't tolerate it, you know, like it happens and I see it all the time, but it's not like I accept it, you know, it's not like I just say, well, you know, it's going to happen anyway, you know, it's not my concern, you know, because I don't like to see people get beat up, you know, like that's the bottom line.
Let's clear it up point for point. We've got two things. We've got violence in the crowd, which is what everybody's pissing and moaning about, and you've got the real problem, which is the police. Okay, now the police is something where I feel our role in that is to keep on doing what we do.
Okay.
Because if we back down, or if anybody backs down in a situation like that, you're assuming that things have gotten to a point where you don't have personal liberty. I think people should, I feel like I should stand up as long as it's possible and exercise that.
Okay.
That personal liberty. Because if you don't exercise it, it's just like a brain cell or a muscle cell. It atrophies.
And how about the internal violence? That's
the internal violence. I mean, violence per se, I have nothing against.
Mm-hmm.
Prejudging people, I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And in that way, I mean, all I can say is that the only thing you can do is express your attitude on it, like I just did, and just go ahead and play, and not try to think for people, because that is the problem, really.
We feel it's wrong to go up on stage and act as an authority figure and tell people what to do in any way. We express our attitudes and our emotions on stage, and people can take that the way they want to for whatever it means to them, and it means something to us.
still. My poison to me. A taste of that's a kill, 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 kill. Bring back the skins and it's your duty to the state. Stiffen up their morals, eliminate their hate. Make them responsible and teach them how to fight. And put them where they can fall, militant to die. Put them in the army, they even learn a skill. Drag boys into men, and teach them how to kill, kill. Put them in the army, they even learn a skill. Drag boys into men, and teach them how to kill, 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 kill.
That is, a band called Fallout, an English band called Fallout, with a little EP of theirs with lots of little short ditties on it. That song was called Conscription. Mass media before that. Now, we're just starting to get mass media's products in the USA. We're being inundated with their singles, and this is a song that was Dit Problem or something like that. I don't read Swedish. I don't know. But this was off of their LP, which I can't even read the title of. But that's a real good one. And the Matchheads from here in the Bay Area, that single's Hot off the press. There's some real good stuff on there as well.
Elaborate sleeve.
Yeah. Well, they forgot to glue it.
Oh.
Is why it looks so elaborate. So
yeah,
it looks like it's falling apart. But it's real nice. Anyway, nice color.
Okay.
Take it away.
All right. By the way, I'm totally exhausted from working you over like that. You shouldn't put us through that. I wish you'd all just called and subscribed instantly. That's really a dreadful, horrible experience. All right. The next thing that you just heard was a Swedish band. We're going to play a couple of more Swedish things here. Right now, this is a band called Ebba Grön.
Oh!
We heard Ebba Grön doing Hang Good, and then we heard Vacuum doing Pa Credit. Both of those are Swedish bands. This is KPFA in Berkeley and KFCF in Fresno. And now, Johnny Myers.
Yes, and KPFB is listening to the City Council, and they'll be back for the rest of Nails Across the Blackboard, of which Maximum Rock and Roll is currently a part, and then it'll be Jeff Bale playing all sorts of obnoxiousness from 10 to 11, and then it's the rerun of the KPFA News, and then it's special Chris Lowry show going from midnight till 2 in the morning, and then it's myself, Johnny Myers, and David Bassam until 7 o'clock in the morning, and I'm going to start off this little set with the Misfits. Look out. Yeah, well, that was Monitor there with Beak, back with Pet Wedding. They have a new record on its way sometime in the next few months. Birthday Party from their first album, a track called Hats On Wrong. They have a new album coming out in Australia and in England and here in America. And so what? From New Jersey, started off with The Misfits, one of the greatest United States bands of all time. I don't care whether you call them heavy metal or you call them punk. A lot of people think they're heavy metal punk or whatever. They're great. Hollywood Babylon, and rumor has it the Misfits no longer exist. Everybody say boo, boo. Yeah, and we would still like to get some unsolicited pledges. We don't really want to talk about it.
Hold on. Somebody just called in and pledged $200 if we would match it. If we can get a bunch of people to call in now and match that $200.
Yeah, so come on, you wimps, you wankers.
If you call 848-KPFA, or 848-5732, right now, in the next 10 minutes, if we can raise $200, this guy's going to pledge his $200 to match your $200.
Hey.
So if a bunch of you would call right now, 848-KPFA, that would really double what you're about to donate. So that would be really helpful. 848-KPFA, here comes a bunch of calls. Great. Let's get a bunch more in, and then... And we can really up this total.
If he can, if this guy can pay $200, man, you guys can pay $15. Let's come on. All it takes is like 10 of you to get together, you know.
We won't look down on you if you just donate $15.
If you want some money, we're not going to criticize you.
Right. All right, come on. We got three calls in. Let's see. We got five calls in.
Looking for six. Have we got six?
We need at least,
let's
see.
Let's do it this way. If you want to hear Black Flag at 10 o'clock, you'll call right now.
Jeff is using his own form
of blackmailing you. 848-KPFA. Let's get five more in, and I think then we will have it.
Okay. Six went, and three's open. Right. We still have one line.
848-KPFA, and we can match that $200 right away.
Operators are processing this as fast as they can, but they can only write so fast, so give them the information clearly and distinctly, and let's hope that it all works out properly,
right,
and the bill goes the right place.
Hey, wait a minute. Here's a nice, admirable thing that just happened.
What?
A good friend of yours and mine, Jackie O. Sharp, here, she doesn't even get KPFA where she lives, but she wanted to donate money to us.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that nice?
That's great.
Yeah.
How'd she know it was time to donate?
Somebody told her. Somebody said KPFA, you know.
Really?
Need your support.
If she doesn't get KPFA where she lived, New York or something?
I don't know what her excuse was, but now that's the kind of warm-hearted attitude we need around here.
All right, we need at least three more real fast at 848-KPFA. If we don't get that $200... match, this guy ain't going to give it. It's sort of a challenge right now.
Yeah, and what about the Fresno number? Because if you people in Fresno don't get KPF, if there's no punk on KPFA, there's no punk anywhere for you guys.
Yeah, it's 209 in Fresno. In Fresno.
All right, quick.
It's 209.
Two more calls at 848-KPFA, and then we can get on with the show.
And the Fresno number. The Fresno number is.
I almost threw up.
Come on,
after
Tim.
That
let me give him the Fresno. Let
so
me give him the Fresno number.
I just hate doing this. All right, come on.
Fresno number 209.
Next time Black Flag comes to town, and I'm going to tell Chuck that you guys were too cheap to even support the listening to them. They're not going to play up here anymore. What do you think of that?
Okay. Now remember, in Fresno, it's 209-233-2221.
Right, come on, one more. We got one more in here. We need one
KPFA.
More. All right, we got it. All right, thank you. You're beautiful. Thank you. We don't hate you anymore.
For now.
All right, restricted code. Let's go.
Hey, let's go.
I always admitted to you everything. It wasn't as though I was trying to fool you. Everything I ever tried to show you was so sincere. And now I know that I don't know why you gave me bad times. What you shoot it down is nothing because it was okay. You said everything was easy then, and I don't know why you made so much you. But the things that I told you I would, because I told you I could get them anywhere else. I said I could do it to you, insistence to enjoy yourselves. It was a funny time. I took a drink to remember, took a drink to forget, and I never thought that you didn't know me this way when the game was set. I always thought that you needed me, and when the time was getting near, I'd find it. admitted it, and I didn't think you would say any reason for you to suspect me when I told you that I loved you so. And I thought that I believed you, but I knew I didn't believe you, because the way you said it, it always showed. And it was clear to the end, clear to the end, clear to the end that you did not love me.
We started the set with Restricted Code from England doing First Night On, and then TV21 doing Who's Gonna Get Me First, that's their third single, and then from New Jersey, another New Jersey single, Dave Weckerman, and this guy tours with the Feelies in their live band. He plays extra percussion. There's a single he did all by himself. He plays all the instruments and spent so much money recording it that he couldn't afford to sell a record afterwards. It's a single called Out of Baby's Reach. And while these guys are fighting over here about the next record,
we're not
I will
fighting.
Continue.
I'm ready. A couple of announcements. We're going to have a total real soon, but it's really, we made an amazing amount of money tonight. Somebody called up and for real pledged $500. Now, we just had another call from Fallout Magazine. They pledged $50 if we get a match right now. So, we need a couple of calls at 848-KPFA to match this guy in 5 minutes.
Hey, this matching stuff's really cool.
Yeah, and it's cool if it works, otherwise we lose the money. And so, this guy wants to donate $50. If someone, a couple of people out there will call at 848-KPFA and match
like
it.
Three or four people donate $50.
Well, I like challenges three because it's listeners then yelling at other listeners instead of us, and that's nice. I appreciate them taking the burden off.
Right.
So this listener is yelling at all you deadbeats for $50. He's not even saying 200, you know.
Right.
He's making it easy for you. And that number again. That number again is
848-KPFA. Please call in real fast.
Three people. Three and a half.
Right.
Three and a half people at $15. The basement rate.
Two people at 30, or one far out person at 50.
Yeah. If you want to be
one really mellow, cool dude.
If you want to be like
you still listen to the show.
Right. If you want to be a regular guy
for $50, that's what we need.
All right.
Just need one at 50.
Be a regular guy or gal. $30. A year
really
of the
cool
regular
punk.
Subscription.
All right. We got three calls coming in, and a fellow here
might be deadbeats,
standing right here in the studio, Mike Shepard, just said he will also chip in 50.
So Mike, don't believe Mike. He's not going to do it.
Good. All right, come on. One more call, and then we will get on with this. We got three in here, and we need one more to make sure if those three are at 15.
So it's only 15 beers in a year. Come on now, you guys. And it's only 7.5 beers if you go to the old Waldorf.
will go down.
I thought it was 3.5. And it's not beer. They don't sell beer at the old Waldorf. It's yellow-colored fizz water.
It costs as much as any cauldron.
Oh, man. All right.
Hey, never
right,
mind. Enough, right. Enough of that.
All right, we got calls. Thank you
but
very much.
Yeah, we need more.
All right.
We got calls. We didn't get enough calls.
We're going to have a new total coming in, but it'll be something like 30.
There's a fourth
there's
one.
Another call just came in. Great. Around, we made so far today $3,500, which is really good, but not good enough. As I said, they made 7,000 on 60s rock and roll. And if that doesn't gross you out, nothing will.
Yeah.
All right, now
we'd like to beat that total.
Right.
We'd like to get $7,001.
Right. All right. All right.
I'll make it an even 10 grand.
All right, let's get on with the show here. Here's Really Red from Texas from their new EP. It's called Starvation Dance.
Around this world. Generation kids.